And here's your audio cast for Monday, March 10th, 2008 from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine. Brought to you today by IFR Refresher. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. And we're speaking today with Brad Hood, who is involved with the T-34 Association, and they've got a big homecoming plan this year in Tullahoma, Tennessee. We're going to find out more about that in just a couple of minutes. And Brad, we appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. Could you tell us a little bit about the history of the T-34 and kind of bring us up to today, how people are enjoying that aircraft?
Well, it's a wonderful airplane. It's pretty much the reason we have decided to do this this homecoming. It's been some period of time since we've really gotten as many airplanes as we could get together other than at Oshkosh to kind of celebrate the machine. The airplane was a mid-50s Air Force and Navy trainer. It was really our first trainer that that came out with retractable, tricycle landing gear. And it was built around the upcoming jets. So the airplane inside was all configured as much as possible like the jets of the era. And therefore, to fly it, it feels like a jet cockpit, and it's got a very nice feel to it. I've got a lot of P-51 time, and the airplane flies almost identically to that. Obviously, it's not quite as fast, but flight characteristics are very similar, and people that have ever flown it fall in love with it, and it's pretty hard airplane to beat. We've had a few issues over the last few years with some spar issues that have now been pretty much resolved or just about to be resolved. And we want to take this opportunity to kind of call attention to the airplane that we're back and going strong and bring the airplane back to its prominence in the warbird community.
Well, excellent. Now, the T-34 homecoming will coincide with the Beechcraft Heritage Museum's 35th anniversary up in Tullahoma, Tennessee, right?
The International Beechcraft Museum in Tullahoma is a really unique opportunity to see some really neat Beechcraft airplanes. They host a homecoming for General Beechcraft every year, and started out as primarily a stagger wing convention, and it grew larger and larger over time. And now there's a gathering of just about every model of Beechcraft you can imagine, from some of the very earliest models to the latest models. And, oddly enough, there had not been over the years a large T-34. Showing at the event. And since we were planning on putting a gathering together of some type, we talked to them and they decided that it would be a fantastic idea and invited us to have our homecoming there with them, so it's going to all be rolled together. We expect as many as 80 T-34s there. We'll have seminars for maintenance on the airplane, operations of the airplane, insurance, and so forth. So we're expecting a great turnout and a great time.
So are you guys going to land on the grass strip or the paved strip?
We're planning on using the paved strip. The grass strip will be available, but I think most everybody will probably use the paved strip there.
Oh, come on now. Live a little. But anybody who's not seen that Beechcraft Heritage Museum, especially if you have an interest in beach products, has got to go check that out. One of the coolest displays in there is the Cutaway Bonanza. You've seen that, I'm sure.
Yes, I have. It's a really unique museum. The new owners of Beechcraft, Hawker, have pretty much dedicated it as the heart of Beechcraft down there, and it's a really unique and place to visit, even if there wasn't a nice gathering going on there.
Every one of those stagger wing beach models is represented, just about every Bonanza, including the twin Bonanzas represented. The Beech Starship is there. But if you're a Bonanza pilot and you ever wanted to see what's under the skin, what's down inside there, they've got a V-tail Bonanza where most of the major components are cut away, and you can see how it's constructed and how they work and everything. Okay, so the big T-34 homecoming is coming up in October, right?
October 15th through the 19th, and it isn't an air show per se. We have decided to make this a fly-in, and the gist of it is just an opportunity for T-34 owners and enthusiasts to gather there and just fly the airplane however they'd like. There's many, many opportunities to fly with all different kinds of Beechcraft airplanes other than just the T-34. We plan a lot of photo missions with it. It's going to be covered by some of the major magazines, Air Classics and Warbird Digest, to name just a couple. And there will be some formation flying going on. Just basically every kind of flying you can imagine is going to have there, and just make friends or see old friends and enjoy the airplane.
Sure. Now, you said possibly 80 to even 100 of these T-34s might be coming in for the event. How many are out there still flying, do you think?
Well, there's somewhere around 300 on the roll, and we think there's about 150 of them actively flying. As these AMOCs take place, there are more and more people are bringing the airplanes in to get those refitted, so that number will continue to grow as time goes on.
Sure. And most everybody that flies a T-34 is a member of your association. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the association is a very nice organization. It has been really instrumental in handling with the FAA some of the issues that we've had. The association pretty much is just an organization to promote the airplane. We meet at Oshkosh and discuss events that are going on and issues with the airplane, and just an opportunity for people to get together and learn more about the airplane and keep us going.
And you guys have a website where folks can check that out, right?
T34.com. If you go to that website, you can click on the events page, and it will take you to the homecoming address also. And then there's a lot of information there on lodging and the airport there at Tullahoma, and all that sort of thing is readily available there. So anybody else that wants to come to that flying, it's not restricted to just Beechcraft and T-34 owners. Anybody that would like to show up there is encouraged to show up, and we think it'll be a really great time for everybody.
Brad Hood with the T-34 Association. Check him out at t-34.com. Today's audio cast was brought to you by IFR Refresher, a monthly publication packed with strategies and tactics from some of the nation's top CFIIs, airline captains, and corporate pilots who fly the system every day and really know what makes it tick. Check it out at IFR-Refresher.com. Comments on today's audiocast, welcome. Audio news at AFWeb.com. Hopefully we'll have a BizCast for you on Wednesday and another audiocast on Friday the 14th. Mike Blakeney reporting for AFWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.